You're listening to SBS News.
A Victorian father and son are being hailed as heroes following their deaths on Easter Sunday as they tried to rescue a tourist. The 30-year-old tourist had been wading in the Sherbrooke River at Port Campbell, a small town southwest of Melbourne, when he got into difficulty. An inflatable rescue boat was deployed to help the man, but it flipped in the strong swell, causing three rescuers to be thrown into the water. The Port Campbell Surf Lifesaving Club has confirmed the pair were dairy farmers, 71-year-old Ross Powell and his 32-year-old son Andy Powell. Lifesaving Victoria President Paul James says the community is saddened by their deaths.
I can't imagine the hurt and pain that they must be feeling. It's an absolute tragedy. It's a close-knit community. They're loved local members. They're well-known to the Lifesaving Club people at Port Campbell, well-known within the area. I know that myself and all of Lifesaving Victoria are grieving heavily for them. All our lifesaving clubs feel very vulnerable and upset by this tragedy.
The Prime Minister Scott Morrison is among other leaders who have paid their respects to the two men and their bravery. The third lifesaver is in hospital with serious injuries, while the tourist is in a stable condition. Mr. James says the area is notoriously dangerous.
It's a very rugged coastline down there. Anyone that has visited that area would know how rugged the coastline is. Certainly, our Port Campbell Surf Lifesaving Club was very aware of the treacherous nature down there. That's why they have this offshore rescue boat to help people that do end up in trouble. It's not a place I would ever choose to swim.
He believes the tourist was swimming outside the patrolled area, but he says the deaths of the lifesavers was a freak accident.
I think any time that our lifesavers and lifeguards undertake rescues, they're putting themselves at great danger. It's not something to be taken lightly. Our members are well trained. We try and provide the best facilities that we can for them. I know that they had all the personal protective equipment on. And it's heart-wrenching to believe that something could befall upon our lifesaving members.
A father and daughter were also among those who drowned this weekend after being swept off rocks at Eyre Peninsula in South Australia. And it all comes as Royal Lifesaving Australia warned Australians are more likely to drown on a public holiday than any other day of the year. The National Manager of Research and Policy at Royal Lifesaving Australia, Amy Peden, explains why.
People are off work, kids are not at school, there's more time to recreate in and around the water. People might be going to unfamiliar aquatic locations because they're on holiday as well. And we do see, I guess, people tend to potentially drink a little bit more as well, because we see the risk of drowning where it involves alcohol is also quite high on public holidays as well, compared to drowning from non-public holidays.
And while this weekend has been particularly bad for locals, Ms. Peden warns that those born overseas are more likely to die in water for a number of reasons.
Learning to swim, it's not a cultural norm as it is in Australia. Those skills don't exist within the community of where they've come from. The signage is another issue. Talking about warning signage is all well and good, but if it's in English and these people don't have good ability to read English on the sign, then using pictograms and visuals is really important to try and get that message across. But even then, you can have, I guess, some misunderstanding. In certain cultures, a red and yellow flag might mean stay out.
She says while funding to improve water safety is adequate, there's still a lot of work to do in giving people water safety skills. The president of Surf Lifesaving Australia, Graham Ford, agrees.
We throw everything at the message to get it out there, to whether it's through print, whether it's in different media platforms and social media, or through airlines, through schools. We do beach to bush programs where we go out into the bush areas and we talk to people about water safety. We talk about awareness, and we talk about to people who just don't normally get down to the beach.
Authorities want the deaths over the Easter long weekend to act as a reminder that while water activity is enjoyable, no one is immune to the dangers of it. Amy Peden at Royal Lifesaving Australia warns that every body of water poses a danger.
We have beautiful aquatic locations both inland and coastal in our country. You know, we want people to enjoy these locations safely, but, you know, safety really is the priority. So look out for each other. Supervise young children around the water. think really critically about your skills and look at the conditions and assess your skills against the conditions. And I guess if you're not confident or you're not sure, it's probably best to just stay out of the water.
Samantha Beniak-Brooks, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.